Jeffrey Gettleman, East Africa Bureau Chief for the New York Times, is also in the Kenyan capital. He says al-Shabaab's efforts to create instability in Kenya seem to be working.
They have managed to really rattle this place. They've killed hundreds of people in the last couple years in spectacular terrorist attacks that have really freaked out the Kenyan public and have proven that the Kenyan government and its security services are rather powerless to really stop this Islamic group.
So what sort of investment has Washington made in Kenya to help it to take on al-Shabaab?
The U.S. government has spent almost $1 billion supporting an African Union peacekeeping force in Somalia. The problem that we're learning is it's not all about territory. The African Union troops have indeed routed the Shabaab from many of their strongholds, but the Shabaab have just gotten smaller and smaller, and in this concentrated form, they're incredibly dangerous, and they're still able to do these terrorist attacks.
So $1 billion, that's a lot of money. Is it just not being well spent? Is al-Shabaab outfoxing the Kenyan government?
No, it's like Iraq or Afghanistan. It's a real counterinsurgency. So even though $1 billion sounds like a lot, that's spread over a number of years. And Somalia is a country the size of California. So right now there's something like 22,000 African Union peacekeepers in Somalia, but that's not enough to hold the entire country. And the bigger problem here, really, is that Somalia hasn't had a functioning government for years. So the African Union is just the latest cast of characters to try to hold this place together. It goes back to 1993 when the U.S. military sent its own people into Mogadishu, and that resulted in the infamous Black Hawk Down episode,
right,
where Somali militiamen killed a number of U.S. soldiers. So this place is proving very hard to pacify.
So the airstrikes that were conducted by Kenya on Shabaab targets inside Somalia, that was late on Sunday. How much of that was really kind of supported by U.S. military? And was it effective or just for show?
Sadly to say, I think it was just for show. The Shabaab do a really good job of going underground after a major attack. They knew this thing was happening in Kenya, and I'm sure they cleared out of any obvious camp well in advance of this attack at the university in Kenya. So we don't know what really happened. The Kenyans said that they flew a couple fighter jets and bombed some training camps. I don't know if the U.S. military gave them any intelligence. The Kenyans have been bombing inside Somalia various camps for a couple years now. But I would be very surprised if anybody important was struck, because the Shabaab are amazingly resilient, and they have shown that they can kind of outfox many people in their own territory and keep doing these attacks.
Jeff, we know Kenya's government is fairly corrupt, and it has a long history of bad governance, especially in those border areas with Somalia. Does Washington believe it has an effective partner in Kenya's government?
They don't really have a choice. It's that simple. They don't have a choice. The U.S. Embassy in Nairobi was blown up in 1998. It has been rebuilt, and it is now one of the biggest embassies in the world, not just in Africa, in the world, with hundreds of American personnel on the property every day. There are American businesses here, American tourists here going on safari. East Africa has a pretty impressive economy right now, despite all these terrorist attacks. So the U.S. government needs to protect its interests in this part of the world. There are enormous Western interests here.
The New York Times, Jeffrey Gettleman, speaking with me from Nairobi.